Moncrief on News Talk.
40 years ago, a tropical storm that began off the coast of the US travelled across the Atlantic, picking up moisture as it went. It became Hurricane Charley and arrived in Ireland at the end of an already wet summer. Homes were destroyed. 5 people lost their lives in Bray. There were fish on the road. Retired journalist Nolene McManus is from Bray and remembers it well. Afternoon, Nolene.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Did you get much in the way? You know, now we get the red warnings and the yellow warnings and all that. Was there much warning in advance of this at the time?
No, not a lot. Now, I have to say that in 1986, I wasn't in the house at the time. Literally, I had left the house that afternoon to go for a break because I was the main carer for my mum at the time, Lord rest her. I heard the news the following morning on the radio and I hit the road in spots coming home because I wasn't sure if my mother was still in the house and she slept downstairs. She was elderly, she was frail, like a lot of people in Little Bray. In 65, the flood then, that was the previous major flood, I was here, I was 18 years of age and we watched the flood from upstairs and there was no warning. The neighbours knocked. You know, people were knocking at each other's doors saying the water's coming, you know, get your things upstairs if you can, if you're lucky enough to have an upstairs. Mm. So, people tended to let each other know. They watch the river, but we've been asking, this is our local community, has been asking for 20-odd years for a flood warning system that would simply consist of something high up on the river so that when the river reached a certain point further up, an alarm would go off, like the old-fashioned factory alarms, John. I don't know if you remember them. And you'd hear them all over the town, and you'd hear them even if you were fast asleep, if you'd taken a sleeping tablet, as a lot of people do, double-glazed windows, you'd hear it anyway. Instead, the last time there was a flood threatened in Little Bray, a council lorry went around with one of those little speakers, and most people couldn't hear what they were saying. You know, it's a very simple request. Yeah. But we just can't seem to get the council to do it.
Yeah.
We've told each time, that's a good idea. We must look into that. And it still hasn't happened.
And so and when you, after Hurricane Charley, Nolene, when you got back to the house, what condition was it in? How much water was in the house?
We live at the very edge of the floodplain. That is, if your listeners know Little Bray at all or Bray at all, if you walk down the main street and cross the bridge, across the Dargle River, the road dips immediately. That's going down to the original course of the river, and so it's the flood path. And it then rises almost immediately up to Sunnybank, Ravenswell, towards Dublin. And our road is literally at the bottom of that dip, but at the edge. So in 65, when we were looking out the window, and the same thing would have happened in 86, because both times our house got about a foot of water. Houses, about 8 houses down on our road, got 4 foot of water. And I can guarantee you'd hardly notice the slope if you're walking down. We're not on a hill or anything. It takes very little to make a huge difference. So we were looking from our top window down at boats coming up past our house and stopping at the corner of Castle Street, that's the road that comes from Dublin up to the bridge, and letting people out on the opposite side of the road where it starts to rise again, and walking them up to Ravenswell Convent at the time for refuge. So the boats, it was pouring rain, it was dark, you'd elderly people, you'd young babies, lifted out of their beds and taken away in boats. And as I said, we got a foot of water each time. As regards 86, when I came home the following morning, because my real fear was that my mother might still be in the house, have been in the house overnight, because the arrangement we'd left was that my sister was going to look after her. If my mum didn't feel like going up to my sister's house, if she didn't feel well enough, then my sister would stay here. So I didn't know whether she was in the flood or not. She slept downstairs on a low bed because she was a tiny woman. And the bed was stripped, so it was I didn't care what condition the house was in once she was safe. And our dog at the time had climbed up on high furniture and was safe, was frightened and wet, but safe.
Oh.
and the place was covered in mud. But as I said, she was safe.
Yeah, that was the main thing.
I will never, ever forget that drive home. Never.
Yeah. And, how long did it take, Noeline, to kind of get your house back into a livable condition again?
It took, I'd say, about 2 months for us because of my mum's condition. She was 80, she had been 80 the month before. She celebrated her 80th birthday. My father had died 7 years before. And I firmly believe he looked after her that night. But because of her frail condition, she couldn't come back to the house until it was completely clean and dry and we had a new floor laid, because the wooden floors were destroyed. The cooker, refrigerator, the ends of doors, under the stairs. And this wasn't just clean water. We're talking about water that's full of sewage.
Yeah.
So the very next morning, the first thing the council did was they went around in lorries with huge, big buckets of disinfectant and scrubbing brushes. And we had insurance, thank God, which a lot of homes didn't have. And if what we did was I stayed in the house to clean up and with all of the extended family helping a lot. And my mum was brought down in a wheelchair each day to keep the connection, to see how the house was going. But, you know, some older people never got back to their houses. They just never, you know, people today will still tell you, new people even in the area, that when they're redoing the house, they can see the mark of the flood 4 or 5 foot up the wall. It's still there.
Yeah, my
because
word.
The water, as I said, was full of sewage, and it didn't just come up in the roadway. It came up the toilets downstairs.
Gosh.
It's very, very frightening. In 65, when we were here, the first we knew about it was that my brother, who'd been out, came running over to knock at the door to say that the water was coming. And he went out with other young men. My dad was well at the time and, you know, and strong and hearty. My brother went out with all the young men and everything, and they went to houses where they knew there were frail people on their own, people who needed help.
Mm.
And that's happened in every flood, as well as the civil defence were brilliant in everyone.
Yeah.
And my dad told us to take whatever, you know, the most important thing upstairs. My mother took a teapot in one hand and her purse in the other. Now, we had no electric kettle in that. There's no way of making tea, but the teapot was taken.
That was good priorities they were. Noeline, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing those memories with us. That was Noeline McManus there, a Bray resident. I'm from Wicklow. I was working in Bray in 86 for Hurricane Charlie. The following year, in 87, I was working in London for that hurricane. I forget its name. And the roof blew across the road from my digs, just blew off. Another texter says that a lot of people do have memories of this. I was six in 1965. I still remember going out to Bray with my parents to bring blankets and clothes to people whose houses had been flooded. Another texter says, I vaguely remember Hurricane Charlie. I was seven at the time. I can say I vaguely remember being in my parents' bed in complete darkness with my siblings screaming with fear. That said, the east coast of Ireland was hit hardest by Hurricane Charlie. And someone else says the first software version of the Irish weather warning system was called Charlie Map Alerter after the hurricane. The system now sends river height alerts, not flood alerts, for Ireland. Hurricane Charlie, what a night. I was working as a security guard, would not put a dog out in it, but didn't mind putting me out. God's sake. And of course, there was back in the days where there was no mobile phones or any of that. And, a certain proportion of people wouldn't have seen it coming.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.